USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Republican-controlled House yesterday passed three annual appropriations bills, but Congress is still headed towards a partial government shutdown. Homeland Security passed 220 to 208, Defense passed 218 to 210, State Department and Foreign Operations passed 216 to 212, Agriculture and FDA failed 191 to 237. The House also voted 311 to 117 to pass a standalone $300 million supplemental aid package to Ukraine. You're going to make a lot more money at Mickey D's next year if you live in California.
Starting next year, fast food workers in California will receive a minimum wage of $20 per hour. That's thanks to a bill signed into law on Thursday by Governor Gavin Newsom.
We recognize businesses cannot thrive in a world that's failing. And that's an important point because we're not just about growth. This state's about inclusion. And that's the foundational principle we're advancing here today.
Come April 1st, this increase will establish one of the highest minimum wages for fast food workers in the United States. I'm John Schaefer.
A Polk County, Florida human trafficking operation earlier this month led to the arrest of 219 people, including people in the country illegally, a high school teacher, and three Disney employees. Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd yesterday announced the results of the operation, saying out of the 119 prostitutes who were arrested during the operation that began last week, 21 were possible victims of human trafficking. Two suspects were charged with human trafficking and both were in the United States illegally. The social media influencer known as Meatball is back home after she was arrested and accused of instigating some of Tuesday night's looting in Philadelphia. 21-year-old Deja Blackwell was bailed out by her mother early yesterday morning, and she says that she never wants to go back to jail again. USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GEAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GEAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GEAR.
The second Republican presidential debate drew an average of 9.5 million viewers throughout the broadcast on Fox News, streaming channels, and its Spanish language partner Univision. The debate was last night at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. That's northwest of Los Angeles. The advertising gem, a demographic of adults ages 25 to 54, only measured 1.9 million viewers, according to data from Nielsen Media Research. Many have seen the new entertainment venue in Las Vegas, Nevada, called the Sphere. The round building is 366 feet tall and 516 feet in diameter. It's covered with 160,000 square feet of 16K resolution LED screens. Tonight, the inside opens up with rock band U2 starting a residency there now through December 16th. House lawmakers from the Oversight Committee kicked off the President Joe Biden impeachment inquiry yesterday.
The House Oversight Committee is examining potential improper gains from his son Hunter's foreign business dealings during his vice presidency.
President Biden has lied to the American people about his knowledge of and participation in his family's corrupt business schemes.
Committee Chair James Comer alleges that Biden misused his position for family financial benefit, but Democrat Jamie Raskin of Maryland dismisses it as a baseless and debunked accusation. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.